And we do welcome you to the CNC Auto Show, and I'm Aaron Clements, and I'm your driver today. Jump in, buckle up, and let's talk about cars, and I'm here to answer your automotive questions and to share some tips on making and keeping your car safe, dependable, and long-lasting. And I cannot believe that school is starting soon. And that can be very exciting, but it also can have some dangers involved. And knowing about the dangers can help prevent accidents. And that's why we have Columbia County School District Police Officer Captain Gary Owens here with us to answer questions and share tips. Gary, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me here this morning. I've been excited about doing this since you called me.
Yeah, and I was excited about you being here. I was so happy they come together and made it happen, and I appreciate you being here so much. We'll be sharing a lot of tips having to do with back-to-school safety. Now, of course, we do want you to call in with your automotive questions. That's very important. We're ready to answer those. But also, we would love for you to call in if you've got a question about back-to-school safety or if you have a tip of your own that you want to share with everyone. All you have to do is give us a call. The way to do that is you dial 800-224-9090, and we will be here to answer your call, and you can join the show. You can jump right in with us and just share away.
Yeah, we're looking forward to those calls too.
Yeah, we love to get the calls. Gary, one of the things that we do, well, I tell you what, before that, you had a I'm gonna go ahead and mention this part first.
All right.
You had some exciting things to talk about, and it was very interesting just having a few minutes to talk to you as we were getting ready for things. But you mentioned you've been on the police force for just tell us a little bit about your history.
I started in 1984 as a regular police officer in the city of Grovetown. Uh-huh. Moved to the state of Georgia for them for 10 years. Went back to the city police department, eventually became the chief of police there.
Uh-huh.
Left there, retired there, went to Columbia County Sheriff's Office, went to the traffic division, rode a motorcycle for many years. A lot of you I know. Let's just leave it there. Yeah. Anyway, long story short, left there, went to Columbia County School District Police as their assistant chief, working with a great guy, Chief Lance Possman. You cannot ask for a better guy to work with.
Uh-huh.
Very progressive, and we're ready for school to come back in. We're ready to take on the challenge.
Well, the reason I wanted to ask that is you are definitely qualified to give us a lot of answers to our questions and share the tips that you do. And also on the car side, someone may have a question for you on this. Also, you restore Corvettes.
I had a few old Corvettes, and I actually have one more left, a 1964 C2, all the way from the ground up, from frame to ready to paint. So we're
wow.
Throw the questions. I love it. Corvette questions. Let's do it.
Yeah, we'd go with that too. I love it. Okay, one of the things that we do on the show is we always like to lay a tech tip quiz out on the table for everyone. So we'll go ahead and lay that out early. And, of course, the person that answers the tech tip quiz gets a coffee mug very much like the one I gave you. It has CNC Auto Show logo. The only difference is it has Tech Tip Quiz winner on there.
You know, I'm going to lose mine. My wife's going to take it.
No, yours,
right?
But only Tech Tip Quiz winners will get those. And it's really a big deal. You can catch them on eBay for very high prices at times, but we don't like people to sell them. All right. Now, here's the question. Melody lowered her chance of being involved in an accident by a huge amount by doing one little thing that took her about 15 minutes each morning. What did she do? And if you know the answer to our question, you give us a call. You may be the person that will win the CNC Auto Show Tech Tip Quiz. And we will get started with a few of the questions that I had that I wanted to ask you. And again, if others have questions they want to ask you, that's 800-224-9090. You can also ask questions about your car, truck, or SUV, squeaking noises, whatever you might have. You can call and ask the questions about that also. Okay, what's one of the main things that people can do to lower the chance of accidents during the back-to-school time?
Just be aware that the school is active. School zones are going to be active. Take a little more time than you normally would take.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're used to, in our area, a lot of cars, a lot of constructions. So take a little more time. Mm-hmm. Know that the students are going to be walking to school. There's going to be buses on the school. It's going to get dark early. And mm-hmm. note that people are going to be walking on the side of the road. Those kind of things. Just take mm-hmm. your time and limit those distractions. I cannot stress this enough. Those distractions in the car are horrible. limit those.
And my experience in an automotive shop, now I don't know how this would be in the school system, but I do know in the automotive shop, the chances of an accident go up a huge amount when somebody is in a hurry.
That's correct. And you're in a hurry. And you got to think also, we're going to have a lot of new students on the road too this year. You know, some students can be driving, haven't driven before. So experience, time, get up a little earlier, practice the routes, that kind of stuff. Exactly.
Yeah. It sounds like you'll have all different type drivers. You'll have new drivers, drivers that are in the stage where they think they can push their car to the limits.
That's right. You're going to have all of them.
And their skill level to the – so you'll have so many different type drivers on the road till you have to pretty much be kind of prepared for all of them.
Well, you know, you got to drive defensively too. That's, you know, they drive defensively, but just as much offensively as defensively.
Mm-hmm. What's one of the more common areas that where accidents happen during the back to school time?
Well, during the school zones, obviously, there's a lot of congestion for cars. You know, there's bumper to bumper traffic. And it gets me back to that distraction again. Don't get in such a hurry. You know, there's going to be a lot of people on the road that first day. Mm-hmm. Well, that first week altogether. And just keep yourself focused on where you need to go. And basically just take your time, keep your eyes on the road, give a little distance in between. So those accidents occur a lot more in these school zones because people aren't paying attention.
Wow. And guess what our first question is? You're not able to see our monitor that that shows you the questions.
So I get a surprise.
Are not there, so you do get a surprise. But we have Chris, and he's got a 65 Corvette.
All right.
And got a low vacuum. And also wanted to ask a question about this. Okay, I'm going to put Chris on the line. Chris, welcome to the CNC Auto Show. And you have a question for Gary. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've got a 65 Corvette. It didn't come with the original carburetor. I put an Edelbrock on it. And I've got a low vacuum. I've got like 12 inches of mercury. And when you come up to a stop sign, it'll stumble, and it has a little bit of a hesitation or a little bit of a miss. I've changed the points to electronic points, and I just can't seem to find it. I've checked the manifold, sprayed carburetor cleaner around it to try and get it to stumble at the base of the carburetor, and I just can't find the leak. And I don't know if it's internal to the engine or what's going on. And I also got a question about a speedometer. My speedometer quit working, and I was wondering how to chase that.
No, Gary. Right,
so like I said, check your gaskets, your carburetor base gasket. That's usually a bad thing. If you have most of the carburetors come with a new base gasket. Change that first. Check your vacuum leads. They're going to different locations. Luckily, you don't have one of the C3s that have the vacuum all over the place to res the headlights up and down. So that's a culprit you can do away with. In reference to speedometer, a lot of those things have to be refurbished. Sometimes the internal components go bad because they're 50 years old. So that, or check your cable connections to make sure they're working properly.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And Chris, I'll add.
I might have messed it up.
Chris, I'll add one little thing to that. If you want to check for an internal vacuum leak, what I would normally do is I have a bottle of propane, and it's got a little hose that comes off of it that you can add or subtract the propane. But I will take the PCV system valve out of the vehicle and then plug that hole, and then I will let it run, and I'll introduce the propane down inside the oil cap. And if the engine speeds up, of course, you know it's sucking some vacuum from inside the engine.
Oh, okay. So it really doesn't have a PCB valve. It's got an orifice on the carburetor that's supposed to be.
Yeah, just take that out of the intake. Yeah, don't let it pull the air from the intake or from the inside of the engine, so that the engine should be pretty much sealed off. And of course, you got your vent there also, but then introduce that propane, and I believe if it's coming from that, you'll find out.
And it'll increase the RPMs on it?
Yeah, it will. When you hit, and you can also go other places with that little. I got a little. Hey, I'm gonna put you on hold for a second. We'll be right back.
As we navigate the COVID-19 crisis, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to serving you. We've been deemed an essential business, so our doors will stay open. We encourage you to buy online, then pick up curbside. Together, we're committed to getting through this.
Slow ride. All right.
That's perfect, isn't it?
I'm here with Captain Gary Owens of the Columbia County School District Police. And if you want to ask the car question, a back-to-school question, or a Corvette question, all you have to do is give us a call. That number is 800-224-9090. That's any Saturday morning, 8:05 to 10 Eastern time. We had Chris on the line with us, and Chris has a 65 Corvette, and we talked about that part of the problem. And Chris, we were talking about the propane, and I mentioned that you can just pretty much kind of block off the engine, and you can tell if it's pulling air in, has an internal intake leak by putting the propane inside there. I also got a little metal rod or a tube stuck in the end of mine. All it is a cheap propane tank and just a little valve that screws on top of it with a rubber hose and then a metal rod after that. And that way you can hold it in different places. And I use that to hold it around and go to different places to look for a vacuum leak. Now, two ways you can do it. You can hear the engine speed up, or you can have your little scan tool hooked up to it, and you can tell if the O2 sensor changes a huge amount on cars with the O2 sensor. So that seems to work out good. Plus, it saves a lot on carburetor spray.
I kind of wonder where the original carburetor went for that car.
Chris, did...
When I purchased, it didn't have the original carburetor, and the carburetor was retired. So I do have a service carburetor.
Chris, you're breaking up pretty good. Can you move around a little bit so we can hear you good?
If he's got the original, I would suggest taking that original, get it refurbished, send it off, get it taken care of. Because if you're trying to make a car that's going to be period correct or specifically correct with matching numbers, that little tag on the carburetor adds a lot of value.
Yeah. And Chris, you still said you...
Yeah, I don't have the original.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's why, yeah.
Yes, sir, I don't have the original carburetor. I got a service carburetor.
Yeah. But I would do that as far as looking for the vacuum leak. That's the route that I would go. Like Gary mentioned, checking around for a vacuum leak, and then of course it sounds like you already got your timing and everything else good.
And good is getting rid of those points too and going electronic. Those technology is 50 years old.
Uh huh. Okay. Did that answer the question, Chris?
Yes, sir. And I've already got rid of the points.
Good job.
Yeah. So they're gone. Hey, we appreciate the call.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Okay. We have Gary. Someone sent a question in for Gary, and then someone sent me a question. Okay. Right. We're ready. And what was the question? Our producer handed it to Gary.
So a gentleman called and asked about motorcycle exhaust and asked if there is laws that provision or govern exhaust. And yes, the answer to that is yes, they do. Georgia does put a law in effect that to meet certain specifications. And I think the specific part of that question was how loud can they be? And basically it's unlawful for a person to have a motorcycle or a car that has extremely loud exhaust. And again, who's governing this fact? What may be loud for you, maybe loud for me. You know, you'll hear a whole Harley guy say, if it ain't loud, you know, you can hear me. That's what I want you to do is hear me, you know? So there are laws in effect for that. I just would encourage that individual, if he's buying an exhaust system, to make sure he goes to a reputable dealer, get an exhaust that they sell. Just don't go on eBay and buy something that's, you know, just generic like that. It may not work. It may cause some problems to the motor.
Uh-huh. Well, it kind of depends on who your neighbors are also.
That's right, yeah. If your neighbors are riders, you're great. That's great.
Yeah, you don't have a problem.
They're not, you might want to consider, you know, buying them a motorcycle.
Yeah, that sounds like one of those deals if somebody complains, it might be too loud.
You know, that's exactly, when you know, you always invite your neighbors to your party.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I like
your neighbors.
All right. Okay, and the question that I had was from Butch. He mentioned... how much a battery, and I'm assuming he means the high voltage battery for a 2015 Prius, and that's all over the board as far as pricing. In some cases, you can even get a free or a refurbished battery for under $3,000, but you can go on up there to in the range of five, six or more if you get new batteries, depending on what type battery you get. So it's a, I don't have a real clear answer for that. Usually if someone calls and asks that question, first I turn it over to our parts department and he does some shopping, gets the best price on the battery. And then of course we go to the book to get the labor guide. So that's the prices on the battery. And we'll go to the next caller and we have, let me see. We will go over to, go to the, this one right here. I'm trying, we've got the phone system. I like to be fair and make sure I get the person who's been there the longest. So we'll go over to the next question. And this is, I don't have a name. Welcome to the CNC Auto Show. And what can we help you with?
I was on the phone to answer the quiz.
Oh, that is great.
Oh, good.
And I'm going to mention in advance that when you listen to this show, everything's not as smooth as like it is on a lot of shows, mainly because we're completely live. We don't have all the, I have no idea who this is until it pops up on the screen in front of me. And we take all the calls. So sometimes everything might not be
but
quite as smooth as others.
What she's got, right?
Yeah. So you will be answering our tech tip quiz. Right. Now, I got two things that I need to do. First, we're going to need to pull over to the side of the road for just a minute or two and pick up some water. We got to get a drink of water. And then we're going to get right back on the road. Now, when we're on the road, we're hoping to get an answer to that tech tip quiz. One, we're going to be putting you on stage before you ask the question. And then two, we will read the question a second time. So you hold tight and we will be right back and ready for you to answer the Tech Tip Quiz winner. And what is your name before we go?
My name is Pat.
Pat. Okay, we're going to introduce you the right way. And we'll be right back with more of the CNC Auto Show. Have a car problem but don't know where to go? Or maybe you're not close to home when your car breaks down. Let O'Reilly Auto Parts help. With O'Reilly Auto Parts Shop Referral Program, take the guesswork out of finding a great shop wherever you are. Call an O'Reilly location near you or visit O'ReillyAuto.com and click Find a Repair Shop to find a reputable repair facility or service center for your repairs. And we are back with you with the CNC Auto Show. And Garrett, I was having great conversations about all kind of things, electric vehicles and just cars in general. This is kind of a dream come true. This was a back to school show where I have somebody to share tips, but also a person that loves cars as much as I do. That is great. Okay. We were talking to Pat, welcome back to the CNC Auto Show. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Well, what we need to do, we're going to read that tech tip quiz again, and that is Melody lowered her chances by being involved in an accident by a huge amount by doing one little thing that took her about 15 minutes each morning to do. What was it? And I'm going to put you on stage. Okay, Pat, we need to take the sunglasses off because you're on stage now and you're looking at all of these people and they are looking for you to answer our tech tip quiz today. What is the answer?
I'm going to say she adjusted her mirrors.
You say adjusted her mirrors? That was your answer?
Adjusted her mirrors. That's a great tip. Now, I love that tip. But, Pat, I hate to say this, but I have. Let me put it in front of the judges and be sure they don't see it differently. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well. Oh,
that's
a shame.
Oh, that's terrible. Okay, Pat, that was not the answer, but it was a great tip. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. We're back with you on the CNC Auto Show, and we will go – before we do this, before we go to the next one, I'm going to go ahead and do something that I think is going to be kind of neat. And that is, I'm going to mention that whether you're doing a brake job yourself or plan to have someone else do the brake job for you, you do not want it to be done twice because of rattles, squeaks, or unusual wear. That's why it's important to replace the brake hardware on every brake job. Now you can try to find each one of those little items at the different parts stores, and it's going to take time.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck with that one. Now, you can also, the other way is to go to Amazon and get the Carlson Brake Job Completion Kit, and it has all those little parts, also all the hardware, the rubber boots, the slide pins, the grease, even the sandpaper and a rag and hand cleaner. Everything's in there. And I have one right here in front of me. I love it. It's got everything there that you'll need to do a complete brake job. Of course, the rotors and pads are not in there, but all the hardware, those hard-to-find parts are in there, plus all the other items. And here's what I'll do. The next person that calls and asks Gary Owens a back-to-school safety question will receive a Carlson Brake swag bag. And that includes a knit cap, Carlson Fit Happens t-shirt, Carlson's first aid kit, Carlson shop light, Carlson 5-in-1 pen with a leveler built into it, and a Carlson sanitizer stick. So give Gary a call, and
I may even use my phone and call in myself.
Yeah, you could get all of those goodies. I think that'd be a great thing to do. Okay, we will go over to visit with Julie. Julie, welcome to the CNC Auto Show. And what can we help you with?
Well, I was going to try to at least add to the tech tip quiz answer.
All right. Okay. And we got a few little formalities to go here. Number one, we need to read it real quick. Melanie lowered her chances of being involved in an accident by a huge amount by doing one little thing that took her about 15 minutes each morning to do. What was it? And then we need to put you on stage. And Julie, now is the time to answer today's tech tip quiz. What's the answer?
Well, in talking about back to school, you would be thinking about bus drivers, and having been a bus driver at one time, we always had to do a pre-trip inspection on the bus every time. You got on the drive, you did a walk around, you looked at your tires, you looked at your mirrors, you looked for everything up under the bus, any obstructions, anything in front or behind that could impair vision. I mean, just a total.
I love that.
That's a great answer, isn't it? That's
really great. That is a beautiful answer.
That's really good.
You looked at your mirrors, you adjusted your mirrors, you checked your fuel, you switched it on, you checked. Now, if you're Mary Liz Nolan in the winter, you're going to have to check your seat warmer. And then also add to it, check for anything that's on the dash or anything you put on the seat that could roll in a turn, and just, you know, a general safety overview.
That's a really good answer.
Add to it now, put
your phone on, I can't answer now, I'm driving. And then you can crank it up and go.
And then you won't get the phone calls as you're riding down the road and tempted to pick it up. And also, wow, I love that. Julie, we have an issue. The issue is that's not the answer that we had, but I'm faced with a heavy dilemma because it's so good.
It's a phenomenal answer.
It is.
And it actually encompasses what the answer is.
Uh-huh.
If you do this.
A lot of tips there. Yeah, a lot of tips to go along with that.
Right.
What do we do?
I'm on that. That's just amazing what she did.
Oh, everybody's
we're getting thumbs up out here, man. This is gonna be great.
Okay, let me try to come up with a solution here. All right, Julie. What if you woke up just in time to get dressed and boom, have to run out the door? And let's say even if you were a bus driver, if you pulled up there the minute that it was time to go and didn't have time to do that, But instead, you did something else that made it to where you were able to do that. What would you have done earlier to make it to where you could do all that stuff?
Prepped everything the night before, so I didn't have anything extra to do.
And what would you do the next morning? Yeah. What would you do the next morning?
Were
you?
I think we stumped her.
You were to have, you wanted a little bit more time to be able to get things done, what would you have done if you wanted to have a little bit more time in the morning to get stuff taken care of?
Well,
get up early.
Everything the night before. I don't know.
Where we're going. Oh, excuse me. I got a cough. Get up early.
You told me I had already not gotten up early enough.
There we go. She's got it. She's getting close. She's getting close.
You've already eliminated.
So she would get up.
What's the word?
Set a double alarm. Have him go out and check the bus.
Oh, that was rough.
Oh, the crowd is going crazy.
Oh, that was great. That was awesome.
Yeah, you did get that one.
Yes.
Yeah, Melody got up 15 minutes earlier.
But she did all that. That would be a 30-minute to a 45-minute, which is great.
Well, yeah, Melody, this one wasn't written for the person who was going to do the bus. She wasn't a bus driver.
I know, right?
Melody had an SUV, and she had to get one child ready in the morning. And so she got up 15 minutes earlier so that she'll have just a few more minutes to get her child ready and stuff like that.
I think she did good.
But I tell you, Julie, you did good.
I had three kids I used to have to get ready.
And drive the bus?
Well, I drove bus for field trips. I was a teacher, and then I drove for my own field trips.
Well, very nice. Well, Julie, we really do appreciate all that you did. And again, we think it was a very good thing for you to answer that, and you are the prize winner. If you stay on the line, I believe that Anthony should be able to pick up and get your information, and you will receive the Tech Tip Quiz prize package. And thank you for answering today's Tech Tip Quiz.
Did great.
Y'all, she did wonderful.
Great. Really good.
Okay, the number call is 800-224-9090. We'll be, let's see here. Let's don't go to the other caller because we need to give another tip right quick. All right, the next tip, the next question, actually, that I have for Gary is, why is it important not to block the crossway when stopped at a crosswalk?
Well, the obvious answer to that is so kids and people can cross the crosswalk.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is cars in front of you will stop, and you're already moving forward, and you think, oh, I can't stop fast enough or whatever. I don't want to hit the brakes and get hit in the back end. You got to be careful. This goes back to leave that distance.
Mm-hmm.
Be vigilant what's going on around you. And a lot of the crosswalks have the flashing lights that are associated with them. And just be vigilant of those things. Yeah. And watch out. The guy that's holding the sign, the crosswalk guard that's there, that's putting the sign, watch out for these people. They're trying to get our kids safely to school. They're trying to get home themselves. So just prepare yourself earlier for that stop so you don't find yourself in that cross, in the crosswalk itself.
Yeah. It's kind of like, what more can you do? We got the lights. We got the...
But traffic's so congested, sometimes you find yourself, oh my God, I'm going to be stopped right in the middle of it.
And not to mention, you got kids involved and you want to see your
that's
kids.
Right.
So that's all stuff that's involved. Okay. We will go over to, time for a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. And we do welcome you back to the CNC Auto Show. And this is a lot of fun. We're answering automotive questions. But also back to school tips. Captain Gary Owens is giving us some tips and some insights on things that we can be a little safer drivers, and tips to people who's going back to school on how they can be safe. But also we're having a lot of fun talking with each other during the breaks about cars. He rides a motorcycle. I'm going to ride dirt bikes again this afternoon.
Now you're going to make me want to buy another one.
So we're talking about all kind of good stuff, having a great time. And we will go over to the next caller, and that will be James. welcome to the CNC Auto Show. And what can we help you with?
Good morning. I have a comment about a previous caller on this show, two comments about school safety, and I think I'm out of time on the tech tip quiz, so we'll keep it at the two now.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you had a caller before that was talking about chasing down that vacuum leak. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned a way to take care of an internal vacuum leak, but I remember folks saying at one time that if you wanted to try to find something on the outside, a aerosol product like carburetor cleaner, while it's running, to spray around the base of those carburetors and any of the other vacuum features that might be under the engine compartment, you can spray that, and it might give you that same raise in RPM as it richens the air-fuel mixture a little bit through what might be an external leak.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and that is a great way to find vacuum leaks on a vehicle. That would do it.
And then about your school program today.
Oh,
well, two things come to my mind is, one, for the folks who aren't actually having to go to the school to either drop off or pick up children, if you've got another way you can go and avoid the school district, that's great. And especially if you don't have to go by at the time because you're not going to work, you may be retired, go a little earlier, go a little later than the key time. Mm-hmm. That ties up the roads in front of the school. It'll make your trip more enjoyable, but it also reduces the load on the traffic in front of those buildings.
Really good advice, yes.
Yeah, that is perfect tips, James. I love both of those because so many times people will leave in the morning at a certain time, and sure as the world, they get caught behind a school bus.
Yep.
Then,
they get frustrated.
The next day, they'll do the same thing. Next day, they'll do that for a whole school year. When a lot of times all you got to do is go a slightly different route.
They could wait 15 more minutes.
Or wait 15 more minutes and get there at the same time without the frustration. So kind of time out when the buses are likely to run or do run, and you can leave a little earlier, a little later, and avoid that frustration. Because, of course, you're in a hurry. You can kind of picture this. You can in a hurry. I got to go. I got to get there. Oh, wow. Look at the clock.
And here comes the bus.
And then all of a sudden the bus stops. So you sit there and wait, and then you got to go. And then another block, the bus stops. And yep. You get you're not in a great mood when you finally get to work.
Great. That's a great way to resolve that problem. Take some more time, go a different route. And also think about the construction that's going on here in Columbia County in Georgia.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Construction is just ongoing. And that's also something to think about, too.
Yeah. And those guys that are working on the side of the road over there, that's very dangerous
yes,
for them. So everybody definitely needs to slow down and look very closely when they're going through those construction areas through there. James, that was great tips.
Good job, James.
That you gave us. Thank you very much. And let's see here. That was okay. Oh, wait a minute, James. Wasn't that a school bus question?
I think it was.
It was.
Yeah.
That was a school. You are the winner.
It works.
You win the swag bag. Yeah. That is absolutely fantastic.
Everybody needs a little swag, don't they?
Yeah, they do. All right. You stay on the line. Well, I tell you what, give me a call Monday or stay on the line and let Anthony set you up to receive that swag bag.
Great advice, though.
Yep. Yeah,
great advice.
And thank you very much for the back-to-school safety tips.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you both.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Number to call is 800-224-9090, and we will go over to Brittany. Welcome to the CNC Auto Show, and what can I help you with?
Hi, good morning. Yes, I have a question for Mr. Owens. Mm-hmm. What precautions will be put in place to ensure student safety with the uprise and school shootings that have been taking place lately?
Mm-hmm. That's a very sensitive topic, too, because you know what's going on in Texas and other places around the country. I can assure you, and if you're in Columbia County, let me 100% assure you that the team, our officers, have been training this summer, and they are up to the challenge to make sure that your children are extremely safe. I want to make sure that when they get off, get onto the school bus, that they return to your home the exact same way that they came to us. Maybe a little more educated.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe a little more educated. Uh-huh. But I want to make sure that I instill that confidence that our officers have been training, not just alone, but with other officers in the surrounding, like Columbia County and Grovetown and Harlem, if you're in the Georgia area. And working very closely with these other agencies to make sure we can ensure that all those safeties are in place and we're ready for this challenge. And I'm praying, God, I pray that we don't have to do this, but we need to be prepared. We mm-hmm. have to be prepared. We talk about it a lot and train for it every day.
Yeah. That was a great question ask, and we appreciate that. And hopefully that'll build the confidence that the training has been in place.
We're actually training right now. This week we've been training, and we're going back again next week before school, another week in training. And a lot of those topics are coming up, and we're making sure we're going to train for those situations.
Yeah, great question.
And always be prepared.
Yeah, and we sure do appreciate that call, too.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, that was I didn't even think about a question like that, but that is
an
important
topic right now. It's really important.
And it sounds like that it's at the forefront of
it is. It's extremely, especially in Columbia County. We're encouraging our team. We're more than that, we're working with other agencies, like I said, and we're doing practice things in the schools while they're closed to make sure that everything is seamless. And
uh-huh. Okay. We will go over to we got time for it. Steve, somebody told me that you had an 07 Ford F-150 with a cruise control issue. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, it is.
All right. How long has it been acting up with you, and did it just all of a sudden stop working, or did any check engine light come on at about the same time, or what were the circumstances?
Well, I've only had the truck about 6 months, and it hasn't worked since I had it. I did a little horse trading and picked up this truck, and like I said, it never worked from the get-go. So okay. I've did a little internet research, and everything I find, I can't seem to get it to work. I've replaced the little blue switch under on the brake pedal, the deactivation switch or mm-hmm. whatever it's called. And I've also replaced the switches on the steering column or steering wheel, and checked all my fuses, checked all my brake lights, the third brake light, about everything that I can, find on the internet.
Well, I'm going to mention a few things really quick because we're just about to run out of gas, and so we're going to need to pull over and get more gas. But I'm going to mention to you that some of the more common things that I see has to do with trouble codes that are stored inside the computer. There's certain things that may even be stored but not cut the check engine light on that can make the cruise control stop working. So have to test for trouble codes first, and then the next most common thing is brake light switch. Even there's some things to do with low brake fluid if it's a little bit below the line. So I would check all of those things. And then if all of those things do not work, show okay, then it may have to get a technician to put a factory grade scan tool to it to get the functions. Okay, we're on E. We have to pull over for now. And I'll be back on the road in no time. I'm your host, Aaron Clements, and our show producer, Mason Rogers. And thank you very much, Captain Gary Owens, for being here. And we'll be back shortly with more of the CNC Auto Show.